in the form of fighter jets. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Poland has offered to turn over all of its MiG-29 jets to the U.S. in an arrangement that could get them to Ukraine. President Zelensky has asked for more warplanes, but the U.S. has not confirmed it's willing to accept the planes, as it would put the U.S. and NATO in direct conflict with Russia, just as the Pentagon and NATO have said they are not willing to set up a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
The U.S. believes Putin had banked on capturing the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, within 2 days. That, according to the head of the CIA, despite Putin's announcement that he would raise Russia's alert level for nuclear weapons, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told lawmakers the U.S. has not observed unusual changes in Russia's nuclear force posture.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. President Biden putting new pressure on Russia, announcing a ban on Russian oil, gas, and energy, but he said it's not without a cost to Americans.
Putin's war is already hurting American families at the gas pump. Since Putin began his military buildup on Ukrainian borders, just since then, the price of the gas at the pump in America went up 75 cents. And with this action, it's going to go up further.
AAA says the average price of gas nationally is now $4.17 a gallon. The president said the U.S. is taking steps to ease inflation and the record high gas prices. Wall Street stocks ended the day lower after President Biden announced the ban on Russian oil. The Dow lost 184. The Nasdaq minus 35. The S&P off 30 points. The first trial of an accused participant in the Capitol riot has ended with a conviction. Guy Reffitt of Texas has been found guilty of entering the Capitol with a holster handgun, interfering with police officers, and civil obstruction for threatening his children if they turned him in. Reffitt faces decades in prison when he's sentenced in June. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Yes.
A Guantanamo Bay prisoner is sent home.
Mohammed Ahmad Al-Qahtani is back in Saudi Arabia. The Department of Defense says he was flown home for a psychiatric treatment. This after the Biden administration drops a legal fight started under former President Trump contesting the move to send him there. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner speaking to Fox News.
I think this administration and certainly the Obama administration has been very reckless in their release of individuals that are held at Guantanamo.
He's accused of being the possible 20th hijacker in the 9/11 attacks.
Fox's CJ Papa. Guantanamo now houses 38 prisoners. Half of them have been approved for repatriation or resettlement by the review board. A judge has dismissed the lawsuit brought by Virginia Giuffre against Prince Andrew. Giuffre had accused Andrew of sexually assaulting her when she was 17. Andrew had strongly denied Giuffre's allegation that he sexually assaulted her while she traveled with Jeffrey Epstein in 2001. Both sides have agreed to a settlement where the prince would donate to Giuffre's charity in support of victims' rights and declare that he never meant to malign her character. The WHO has yet again updated its guidelines for COVID booster shots.
The United Nations Health Agency last year recommended against boosters, calling them unnecessary and a drain on worldwide vaccine supply. In January, the position shifted to give boosters once the most vulnerable people get shots in countries with inadequate supply. And now the WHO in a statement is strongly supporting urgent and broad access to booster doses to fight the Omicron coronavirus variant. The recommendation comes from an 18-member advisory group focused on variants like Omicron. Studies have proven that vaccine booster doses help re-strengthen immunity and protect against serious disease. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Teachers in Minneapolis are on strike after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. The sticking points, wages, class sizes, and mental health support for students. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.